Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now we're having summer music. What happened to summer music? Where's the summer music? I want summer music as we start every hour. At the bottom of the hour, the top of the hour, as they say in radio lingo. Yes, why not? The Bleach Boys. Seek and you shall find. That's the way it works. 7.5 the hour. It is a Thursday, the last Thursday of June, the 29th of June, and here we are. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen with you to work our way through the issues of the day, the things that matter, the people talking about stuff, bringing featured players. People ask me all the time, Jay, what is this program about? And it's good when people who don't know about the program ask me what it's about. Not so good when people who listen all the time say, hey, what the heck is this program all about?
Well, that's right.
Anyway,
how do you answer? What is this program all about?
I think that the most apt way of describing the program is that it is about things that matter to you and to me and to hopefully the people who are listening. And after 30, how many years? What is it? 1980. So it's 30, almost 36 years of this particular program and various incarnations being on the air. It is about things that matter. People are interested. Sometimes it's better suited to certain realities than others. But it does need to talk about what the realities are in life and with people, how to fix things. But I often say, and mostly focus on issues from a woman's perspective. I think I give that perspective to a point, but I think you do, and I wonder whether you think as you're thinking, or are we being too deliberate, or is it just that your thoughts would be different as a woman than mine would be as a man about some of the trends and the things that people need to know. They want to know what the facts are, so those don't change whether it's a man or a woman. But the opinions that we have, the commentary that we have about these things might be a little bit different, and they don't have to agree, or they might be a lot different.
Yeah. And I, even from a woman's standpoint, there are times where my husband and I, we get looks because sometimes I fall more into the stereotypical guy way of thinking where he is the female way of thinking and vice versa. But also we bring different generations to it, just different mindsets, opinions. But I think the great thing about this is that we genuinely have love and respect for each other.
Yeah.
So even if we have differing opinions, then there's still a proper way of communication where a lot of shows, people don't actually like each other, and you can hear it. Sometimes you can't tell, but until they disagree on something, and then all of a sudden it's like the conversation stops. And
it's like bone on bone.
Yeah. What kind of conversation is fun if you agree on everything? At that point, just have a monologue with yourself.
That's right. All right, so let's apply the rules or what we think is going on here to the situation that you find yourself suffering from, that smoke from the Canadian wildfires. 80 million people in this country are under air quality alerts as we speak, because once again, the millions of acres that are in jeopardy affecting millions of lives in America. So how does it affect you? What is going on? You have had some things that were a challenge to begin with in terms of the respiratory stuff.
Well, I have severe asthma anyway, even on my healthiest days. And currently, I am dealing with bronchitis and pleurisy. So I am actually sick. And then yesterday, the Cleveland...
But you don't sound it.
Oh, thank you. That makes me happy because I feel like I do. I actually feel really good today. Aside from my lungs, they are just shot. But I'm riding my rescue inhaler very hard, and I have this breathing treatment sitting next to me. But the air quality in Cleveland it was dangerous. It was straight up the levels of dangerous yesterday that they were saying even healthy people will feel this. Nobody go outside unless you need to. And if you do have to go outside to get in your car or travel somewhere, wear a mask while you are outside. But even in the house, you can feel it. You can smell it. You can feel it in the air, because if you have chimneys and they are not fully enclosed, that's what's still coming
stuff
in.
Will come down
and
in.
Yes.
Yep.
Unfortunately, it's not as bad today. It's still in the it's not quite in the dangerous levels, but it's still in the levels of, if you have any breathing issues, respiratory issues, stay inside. You're going to feel this. Healthier people, it's not going to be like it was yesterday.
So under the circumstances, when you think about what you're breathing, we had the same thing here, I think it was 2 weeks ago, because these fires from Nova Scotia now have moved across into more Montreal and Quebec. And it keeps moving west. I hope it doesn't get as far as the wheatlands of Saskatchewan and Alberta. But the fires, the 253 fires that are burning out of control now, that's an amazing number. And so you wonder, they've never had a problem like this in Canada ever, at least not in the recorded history. So what do we do? Those of us, or you who live in Iowa and Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Minnesota, Missouri, Kansas, Maryland even, and Delaware, Pennsylvania, New York, Virginia, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the air has been, because of the cloud, literally, the heaviness of the precipitation. Can I make a word up? Precipitatory. I was going to use that word. No. The precipitation. The heaviness of the clouds. We've had rain here where I am every day except, I think, 2 or 3 days. So we've had 24, 25 days of rain in the month of June. And that makes things heavy in and of itself.
Yeah, kind of.
Because everything gets kept down because of the cloud cover. So anyway, the current projections show the highest concentration of smoke will push across. The good news is that it's pushing across. So probably by tomorrow, as the air cleans in the northeast anyway, it'll go from being really dangerous, which is what it is now, to being moderately dangerous. And so it's not, there's nothing about this that's pleasant for sure. And yeah, a lot of people are challenged, particularly children with weakened immune systems, the elderly who have problems with lung conditions and heart conditions. And so people will definitely die because of this, and have died.
Yeah, that's a good point. So if you have an elderly neighbors, anyone who lives by themselves,
check
on them.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, now, we've taken care of that with that experience, and it's good to have that experience. I don't know that I'd want to have the experience. Sometimes when we tell stories and we talk about what's going on from the perspective of what's happened to us, I have not ever been in a situation where I have felt that I was going to die. Well, it's not true. I was in an airplane once going through a tornado. I thought maybe not.
How scary was that?
Ah!
Oh, my goodness.
But here I am talking about it, so it's okay. The situation with the implosion of that sub, the debris they brought ashore, and it's filled with all of the remains of the people who were in the ship when it imploded. They died instantly, so it wasn't like that. But knowing, they must have known. That's the horrible thing when you think about it.
Well, I don't know. It seems like when something like that happens, it happens before
maybe
the brain even recognizes what's happening.
Yeah, maybe. You would hope that that would be the case. But imagine, we've all seen the pictures and the video probably of the
they were all
debris.
Covered with tarp.
Yeah.
When they were bringing them in. And then, of course, there were so many different people doing videos floating around on social media. Here's what happens with an implosion using a soda can.
Model.
There were some with trains, and it was under like less than 2% of the pressure that the submersive had, but just to kind of showcase exactly what happens with an implosion. And it is, it definitely looks like one of those things when it happens like faster than a click of a fingers.
Mm-hmm. And been, so this is a 10, this thing's been going on now for 10 days. That is going through the worry and then the challenges of understanding what went on, trying to bring the stuff back up. the people who were related to those, and this is the important part of this, we all kind of know what happened. It didn't take any real genius to figure out that the ship was not properly fitted. It wasn't designed properly to withstand all that pressure.
That specific one had gone down numerous times.
Yeah, it's been down before, yes.
And it was like the upkeep apparently wasn't there, but to see all of these people coming out of the woodwork saying that they had a ticket on that specific, they had a seat on that submersible, and they just felt like it wasn't right, or when they were looking into it more, they felt like it just wasn't going to be safe. And so many people pulled out at almost nearly a last-minute situation.
Yeah.
Because they felt it wasn't safe. And then the mother who lost her husband and her 19-year-old child, that seat was hers. But her 19-year-old wanted to go so badly. And apparently the father and the son had an amazing relationship. They were basically best friends until the end. And so she was like, okay, this will be a great experience for him. And just, the devastation of that loss, but then also that guilt that she's going to carry with her.
Yep. Well, you can't do much about that. You forgive yourself. And you think the reason that
hopefully
she did it was because... there was that love. There was a love there. And so I did it because I loved him and he wanted to be with his dad. And, you know, at the end, the traveling that they're doing now, wherever it is together. That may sound a little bit over the top, but I believe that they're... Well, there's a spiritual component to all of our lives. Whether you acknowledge it or not remains to be seen. It doesn't mean that it isn't there just because you don't believe that it isn't there. A lot of people don't believe in a lot of things that are true for whatever the reason. I was watching last night. We had a really busy day. Every day for me is busy, and it was about 8:35, 8:40 when I stopped and came home and had some soup. And I turned on the television, and there was a Rock Hudson documentary about his life, what he went through, the fact that he was gay, and nobody wanted to acknowledge that. And at the end, when he got AIDS and it was really falling apart, he had been very close friends with Mrs. Reagan. And as much as I say I like the Reagan years, that whole business about not wanting to touch or be around anybody who had AIDS and what it did to the people who got it, just...
awful. Yeah.
Progressive Insurance for your motorcycle, boats, and RVs. Check it out. Save money, 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you can go online to progressive.com.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means...
Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Delivery's at the door. Can someone please unlock?
It's been an eventful afternoon with a spike in bookings at Claudia's event space.
We'd love to host Mermaid Fest.
She was already planning on having more event planners on hand.
500? That's a lot of tails.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program with Jay Kirshner at the helm. James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas. We were just having a conversation out there. This is what goes on. If we could make a podcast, we really keep talking about it. We really should do it. James, I'll leave it to you. We really should put together a daily archive of the things that we talk about during the breaks, including the discussion of peanut butter whiskey. And whether or not there is it peanut butter that tastes like whiskey, or is it whiskey that tastes like peanut butter, or could it be both? And what would it taste like? I'm guessing from your reaction, Jay, I've had the whiskey that tastes like peanut butter.
I've sampled that. It definitely tastes like peanut butter, and it burns like whiskey. And I question why, but I think a lot of people like to put it, mix it with grape juice. But then you had mentioned you saw something about actual peanut butter that is either whiskey flavored or it has whiskey in it. So is this something where it's just whiskey flavored? Like sometimes you have the salted caramels in chocolate and the caramel is barrel aged in a whiskey barrel or whatever. So it has a little bit of the flavor, but there's no actual whiskey. Or is this peanut butter that you spread it on toast and you're going to get drunk?
That's a good question. We'll have to explore that further. Right now, though, it's time to explore what's going on with Madonna, who is in the hospital. And there are a lot of people that are very concerned about her because she's in the intensive care unit. So what's the serious story behind Madonna being hospitalized? We'll get to that right after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Somebody take me, somebody help me.
recognizes Material Girl. I've actually always been a fan of Madonna's music. She's a very interesting character. She's created a lot of attention directed at Madonna, which is sometimes how celebrities deal with whatever. That's how they become famous, because they focus on themselves almost to the nth degree. And if you've looked at her over the last 4, 5, 6 years, you wonder what in the world is going on with her, because she looks awful. She's done so many different procedures. She used to be really good shape, kind of muscular, and now she's just skin and bones.
I think she still has a lot of muscle, because she dances. When she gets on stage, you have to have the muscle and the stamina to be able to do that night after night. But she, she's apparently been in the hospital since the weekend, is expecting a several day stay. People close to her say that she's expected to make a full recovery. Her health is improving. She still remains in the ICU unit under medical care, but it's just this really serious, super gnarly bacterial infection, and she's had to postpone her tour.
She's 64 years old, which I find mind-boggling. I can, you know, you remember when she was just a kid, frankly. Is there a warning here? I guess maybe that would be part of the question. Whatever it was that caused this bacterial infection, there's a lot of stuff in the air, but when you allow yourself to be emaciated or whatever has happened to her for whatever the reason.
Who knows how long she waited before she sought medical help, because a lot of times anymore, we don't go right away. We're just so used to kind of being sick.
That's you telling that story. That's right. All right, that's the perspective here. 28 after, this is a good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, you can't take an animal into a human environment, treat it like an animal, and then expect to respond like part of the family. You've got to treat your pet like part of the family, and then you'll get that response. The problem is, what member of the family would decide the dog's role or place? The husband says to the dog, jump up on the bed. The wife says, sleep in the other room. The dog's going to be confused. It's neurotic behavior. Decide in advance, with all of the family sitting down together, what your expectations are for your pet. Can he sleep in bed with you? Is he allowed on the furniture? When everyone establishes expectations, it's going to be a lot easier for the pet to adjust to the family and the family to adjust for the pet. I get this all the time. Warren, my dog is always on the couch. And the response on my part is, well, does someone in the family let him up there? Yes, my husband does. I tell him to get off. And the dog says, isn't that the definition of neurosis? Make those decisions. Sit down with the family. It'll be better for you and better for your pet. I'm Warren X.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AUTO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AUTO for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AUTO for 25 cents per gallon cash back on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. An IRS investigator is defending his claim that Hunter Biden got special treatment from the Justice Department in his tax case. Gary Shapley told multiple news outlets this week the U.S. attorney investigating the president's son was blocked from bringing charges outside of Delaware and did not have full control of the case. 16 people are hurt after an Amtrak train collides with a truck near Los Angeles, California. Three cars derailed yesterday when the passenger train hit a water truck that was sitting on the tracks. The train was traveling from Seattle to Los Angeles with nearly 200 people inside when it hit a truck in the town of Moorpark. That's about 50 miles northwest of Los Angeles. All the passengers were evacuated from the train. The Ventura County Sheriff's Office is investigating why the truck was sitting on the tracks. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Good day, Karen.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hi, guys. It's Jen. And don't forget, we're rolling out the red carpet just for you. You're the star. Call 855-999-DOUG and add to the conversation. That's 855-999-3684.
All right, this is the most overplayed song there ever was, I think.
Really?
I think kind of. It's a fun song, but the guy has been genius, really, at what he's created around that song. He's become a billionaire by creating, you know, the not only the ambiance, the music and the tours and stuff, but he's created these villages that are all about margaritas. I've actually never had, never tasted a margarita.
Yeah, exactly. Margaritaville is like a big tourist spot.
Yep. So what does a margarita taste like?
Depends on the flavor. I like just the regular unflavored, which is, I think, kind of like limey on the rocks, where it's just
limey.
Ice, or you,
Mm-hmm. It was just, yeah, oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Or you can get it blended where it's like a what's the word I'm looking for?
What are the ingredients? Well, the ingredients are, is what's the liquor that makes it alcoholic?
Tequila.
And what is tequila made from?
I
can't believe he doesn't know that.
I want to say it's a cactus. It's not a cactus. What is tequila made from?
No. I'm asking. Okay, social media time, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. What's a tequila? Have you had it? How did it impact you? What's the best kind of tequila? Is there more than one kind of tequila? It sounds like there is. I'm not a drinker, never have been, so I plead innocence.
Well, and tequila is, for someone who's not a drinker, tequila is definitely not something you want to even try for.
It's very strong.
Strong taste.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right, so there we have the flavor of the morning, which is Thursday upon us, the 29th of June. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Travel far enough and you meet yourself. Think about that. As you're traveling, you're going around. If you travel far enough, that is, if you experience enough in life, you will find yourself again. You hopefully found yourself, you're in a place where you know what you are about, what your life is about, what means something to you. But if you have enough experiences, you come back around to, you know, the meaning maybe of life. Sounds a little bit like Star Wars, but it is. Speaking of Star Wars, I think the Indiana Jones movie starts tonight. A lot of people excited about that, including yours truly. I'm very much looking forward to seeing the next night. And I don't want to think...
the final one with Harrison Ford, right?
Is it? He's only 80. He could do another one maybe in a couple of years. You know, they say it's the last one, but then if it does well to the box office, somebody's going to create... They've been trying to find people like that Shia LaBeouf, whatever his name was.
Oh, Shia LaBeouf.
Who was in the second or third one. They said, he'll be the next Indiana Jones. And no, he's no Harrison Ford. And he sure as heck was no Indiana Jones. And so, anyway, it'll be fun to see how it impacts the weekend, because this, traditionally, the 4th of July is a big weekend for people going to the movies, like to go to the, if nothing else, to go to the movie theater to stay cool. If you're in places like where James is down in Dallas, the southeast, I'm sure business in the movie theaters has been big there, because people just want to go to get cool, much as anything else. So, see how that shakes out. There are new announcements being made. You know, we have talked a lot about electric cars. I'm not a fan making electric trucks. I'm not a fan of that. We have the idea of making electric trains. They already, well, in a manner of speaking, there are electric trains. Not the way they've been designed or the more recent incarnations of them. But then there's the idea of an electric plane. Now, anything I can get, I'm okay. I don't want one, and I'm not interested in, you know, in going down that road for myself. But if, as all the discussion continues, in the next 30 years, there are many people who are predicting that the airlines will be running, the supersonic stuff is coming in the next 3 to 5 years, back again like it was, and maybe a little more. Used a little bit more regularly than we had with the British Airways Concorde and the
Concorde,
Air France.
Well, and wasn't the issue with the Concorde that it was just so expensive to maintain?
It was built by Airbus, and at that time Airbus wasn't building good planes. And the fact that some of those lasted 30 years was amazing, because they were just. I rode in one once. I came across from London to New York. I've told you that story. I was sat next to Paul McCartney. We had a great 3.5 hour ride.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about everything under the sun. But it wasn't, other than the fact it was fast, there was nothing about it that was comfortable. It's like being in one of those little regional jets. It just was cramped and, I don't know, I never thought it was a great experience, other than getting fast and having the ability to sit next to Paul McCartney and yak with him for a while. But now, the announcement was made yesterday that an aircraft assembly outfit is quietly building electric taxis. to fly. They want to use these. They look like a bug. And they say they will glide above the urban buildings. Matter of fact, there's a picture of one. The idea is to give you an example of what it's going to do, and it's flying over the Eiffel Tower in Paris.
It seems like the Jetsons.
Yeah, right. Here's George Jetson. Dun, 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 dun. And in Singapore, there is a plan for electric flying taxis, the electric water taxis, right? Now, they're flying this and they're flying that. These people that are in some of the stuff you've seen, like a helicopter, kind of a combination of a drone, a helicopter, and you can put passengers in. That's what the flying taxis look like, if you're wondering. And a lot of emergency services are looking at these things to help save lives, right? So anyway, there's that. Delta had a little problem yesterday. Speaking of things that fly or don't, the plane that had taken off it was on its way down south, I think, from Atlanta, and had to land at Charlotte because the landing gear didn't work. And there were people, this was like a movie. They flew the plane over the tower at the airport so the guys in the tower could look up at the plane and see if there was a landing gear that was down. And it wasn't, but they still landed the thing. The indication for the pilots was nose gear unsafe on the control panel in the plane. So as they looked, what do you do? There in some planes you can crank the gear down by hand, but in this circumstance, apparently the 717, which is the revived version, the last version of the MD-80, which was a DC-9. The plane had three different incarnations, kind of like the 737. The 717s, the last of them, were ordered. There were 96 of them that were built. Hey, listen to me. Here I am. I'm going to go down into the weeds for a second. But the 717 was those three versions of the same plane had three seats on one side and two on the other. That's how you know what the plane was all about. So TWA ordered 96 of them, and then 2-3 years later they went bankrupt and they sold them all. Most of them went to a company called AirTran, which existed for another 2 or 3 years, and then Delta bought them all. And Delta's been running them, doing the short-haul stuff out of Atlanta mostly, a couple of their other hubs, but mostly they go to the medium-sized cities out of Atlanta. And so this plane was on its way. I think it was on its way to some Florida city. It wasn't clear to me where it was going, but that wasn't the important part of the story. The important part of the story was that it didn't have a landing gear, and the thing landed safely. Nobody got hurt. And so it's not, when you have a story like that and everybody walks away, thank you.
It's a beautiful. It reminds me of that one story that it was actually a commercial, but it floats around social media all the time because people thought it was real. It was done so well. It was for Nissan, the Nissan Frontier truck, and it's a plane, and the landing gear fails in the front, and so the plane basically lands on the truck's bed as the truck is driving at matching speeds, and it was shot like it was a breaking news story, and you have the announcers talking about how, like, let's give a moment of silence, and the one is saying, like, you can just, it's this bated breath, and then all of a sudden the other one starts talking and still going through, and then you hear people in the background cheering, and it was done, and it still floats around social media, and it looks like an actual news story, and it's a commercial for Nissan.
Yeah. See, that's really, those are the good advertising agencies. They know how to do that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's bring ourselves back to land. And I'm going to relay an experience I had with this company as part of the story. You and I, the taxpayers in America, bailed out a lot of companies during COVID. One of them was Yellow Freight, which combined with Roadway Express. You've probably seen these trucks. They usually travel dual. They're dual tandem short-bodied freight boxes, basically. And they travel all over. It's a national company. They got $700 million during the pandemic to keep working, to keep, to continue to deliver. It was never well run. And I'll give you the example. I think I've talked about this on the air earlier this year. My son decided that he was going to redo his front lawn on his house in Hollywood. So he said, "Dad, do you think we could get some of the Easley from the farm, Easley compost?" And I looked at him at first and said, "Are you crazy?" And he said, no, I'd like to have a piece of home here." And so I said, "Okay, well, I'll figure it out." And so I put together a pallet of compost to weigh about 2,500 pounds and strapped it all together. And I called a freight guy that I know, and he sent their latest incarnation was YRC, which was Yellow Roadway Company. That's what I think the YRC stood for. So anyway, they came out with a truck and picked up the pallet and proceeded to deliver it to my son in California. Except after the guy who was the I don't know what they call these guys, the jobbers kind of, the freight arrangers. So he said it'd take a week to get from East Coast to West Coast. I said, "That's fine. It was $1,200 to ship the stuff." And then after a week goes by, I said to Brennan, "Have you gotten this?" "Nope." "All right." So we call. "Oh, yeah, it's going to be delivered tomorrow." Well, tomorrow came and went and then went and went and went. And so after 2 weeks, I said, "Come on, what's going on? I want my money back." They didn't know where it was. They couldn't find it. 2,500-pound pallet. They didn't know where it went. They lost it, and it found its way to a... It had gone to California and then was brought back to Phoenix. And it was sitting in the Phoenix depot, and so they finally got it. It took a month to get, and this is why I tell you the story, because it was YRC. They're terrible, and so they don't know how to run it. They're having trouble with the unions, and it looks like you and I are going to eat $700 million. That's pretty much the bottom line. 48 after the hour.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Doug Stephan here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years. You and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really, you know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy 2 months' supply, this is what will happen.
We've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss, and healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Use the discount code Dougie at free shipping, but there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No,
it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
53 after the hour. Excitedly, Doug Steffen begins the daily food, farm, and family report, courtesy of the work and the research done by Jay Kirshner, as it happens. And normally we have at least one, sometimes two, rarely three recalls, but today it's time for three recalls. Number one, Foremost Foods Corporation has recalled Pemina brand mini fruit jelly cup. Now, we started this yesterday, and I didn't think we did a good job explaining the nuance because it was at the end of the report, Jay, so I thought we'd spend a minute. These jelly cups, you've described them as very small, and that's why they are a problem. Choking has been reported with what, people of all ages or just youngsters?
Nobody has choked yet. It's a potential choking hazard. Yeah. And there was another brand of a similar product who had already, we discussed a few weeks ago, I want to say, about a potential choking hazard because these things are just so small. Mm. And so this other company is like, well, better get on it too. Better safe than sorry.
Yep. All right, applesauce from Mott's. That's the old jingle, isn't there? The finest apples in apple land make Mott's apple sauce just grand. Or is it apple
that
juice?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a company from Texas recalling tens of thousands of cases of Mott's applesauce because of elevated, who in there, what is P-A-T-U-L-I-N, patulin levels. What is that? Sounds like some kind of a wax.
I think it's like some kind of bacteria situation.
Yeah. Makes mold. It comes in a variety of molds, apparently. This stuff is found usually in rotting apples. So that tells you what Mott's is using for apples in their apple products.
Yeah.
I would say I'd be staying away from Mott's for now. The recall affected people who have bought Mott's products in Alaska, Connecticut, Florida. Actually, it's probably, why would I go through 34 different states.
It's Moss. This is a popular
Moss.
Brand.
Right, exactly.
Symptoms that people have been complaining about are nausea, tummy issues, vomiting. Yep. Oh, this stuff seems like it's rough.
If you have Mott's applesauce and have bought it in the last month, bring it back to the store, get your money back, and get $20 for your time. All right? Mott's applesauce. Bring it back to the store. And here's another one. There's a new report showing some of the most popular brands of baby food, again, still have heavy metals. Arsenic, cadmium, lead. This has been going on for years. What the hell's the matter with these people? And how come the government, which is supposed to be the consumer's friend, I'm from the government, I'm here to help you. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So this is Earth's
These are
best
multiple
store.
Brands, yeah.
Yeah, right. Lots of different brands of popular baby food. Maybe this is the time when you start making your own baby food. Did you ever make your own baby food for Mac? Crunch up stuff?
Some of the time, yeah. When it came to fruits or vegetables, we did. We also used some of those little pouches that are almost like a smoothie in a pouch.
Ah,
but when it came to the meat stuff, that was a little bit too gross for me, so we did give him jarred, but he really didn't like it.
Gross. It reminds me
exactly.
With Miles, I remember Megan used to like grind up asparagus, things that were good. For him, and he thought, when children are small, they don't know from nothing about, they just, they eat and they like whatever they eat.
They like it or they don't like it. Well, and we also started Mac on baby led weaning very early on, so he started consuming more whole foods that were just like overcooked.
Yeah.
Overcooked carrots or asparagus.
That's what they've done with Jasper.
Yeah.
So you see pictures of him that I post from time to time, and avocados as well. They'll just take an avocado and smash it on his face.
Yeah.
And see what gets into his mouth. So, but that's teaching youngsters how to eat. You know, there's nothing in a book anywhere that says you got to feed them all that crap out of a can. Although I do agree the pouches sometimes have been kind of cool.
I eat some of those sometimes.
Well, yeah, right. I wasn't going to admit it, but now that you did, I'll admit to
really
it as well.
Good. It's like a little smoothie and just this little quick pouch.
Yeah, right. So anyway, the fact that the metal is still in these popular baby foods is a shame on them and a shame on the government. These are supposedly, a lot of them are organic baby foods from big brands like Beechnut and Gerber. There's three different metals that apparently have been all this. So what it tells you is that they're all made in the same plant. That's number one, even though they're different brands. I love the description here. Some are better when it comes to heavy metals than others. Huh?
Well, and some it's just that arsenic's naturally found in things like rice.
Yeah, I suppose maybe, you can give them some raw milk. It's dairy month. Give the baby raw milk. And I'm not being facetious. Good for them. 59 past the hour. This is the Doug Good Day program.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.